Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 15th of December. I'm Brian Harden, and it's great to be here with you today, as it has been for the last 300 plus days, every single day. We're hitting the midpoint of the final month of the year. It's just a week and a half from Christmas, and I pray that your season of reflection has been rich and rewarding, and that you are in the spirit of Christmas, the arrival of the Savior of the world, born to redeem us, which he has and which he does every day. So we're reading from the New Living Translation this week, and we read the book of Jonah yesterday. Today, Micah, and it'll take us a couple of days to read Micah. But by way of background, Micah was a prophet who was contemporary with Isaiah. He seemed to have the same kind of voice in the king's life, according to the book of Jeremiah, as the prophetic ally Isaiah had. Pretty much everything else we know about Micah is found in the book of Jeremiah, that he prophesied during the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, and that he was from the town of Moresheth. Micah's prophetic book speaks directly against leaders who have led the people away from God, and of the corruption that is involved. False prophets, rulers, and priests have misled the people, and because of this, judgment will fall. But Micah is not just a book of judgment and doom. It's also hopeful and speaks of the restoration of God's people and reiterates a message running through the entire Bible. God's judgment is certain, and if we step out of his grace, we are certain to feel it. But after judgment comes restoration. So through the prophet Micah, we see a clear line in the sand, as we do so often. God lays out his requirements for justice, obedience, and loyalty. But he also shows what happens when those requirements aren't heeded. Micah chapter 1 verse 1 through 4:13. The Lord gave this message to Micah of Moresheth during the years when Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah. The visions he saw concerned both Samaria and Jerusalem. Attention! Let all the people of the world listen. Let the earth and everything in it hear. The sovereign Lord is making accusations against you. The Lord speaks from his holy temple. Look, the Lord is coming. He leaves his throne in heaven and tramples the heights of the earth. The mountains melt beneath his feet and flow into the valleys like wax in a fire, like water pouring down a hill. And why is this happening? Because of the rebellion of Israel. Yes, the sins of the whole nation. Who is to blame for Israel's rebellion? Samaria, its capital city. Where is the center of idolatry in Judah? In Jerusalem, its capital. So I, the Lord, will make the city of Samaria a heap of ruins. Her streets will be plowed up for planting vineyards. I will roll the stones of her walls into the valley below, exposing her foundations. All her carved images will be smashed. All her sacred treasures will be burned. These things were bought with the money earned by her prostitution, and they will now be carried away to pay prostitutes elsewhere. Therefore, I will mourn and lament. I will walk around barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl, for my people's wound is too deep to heal. It has reached into Judah, even to the gates of Jerusalem. Don't tell our enemies in Gath. Don't weep at all. You people in Beth Leafra, roll in the dust to show your despair. You people in Saphir, go as captives into exile, naked and ashamed. The people of Zaanan dare not come outside their walls. The people of Beth Ezel mourn, for their house has no support. The people of Maroth anxiously wait for relief, but only bitterness awaits them, as the Lord's judgment reaches even to the gates of Jerusalem. Harness your chariot horses and flee, you people of Lachish. You were the first city in Judah to follow Israel in her rebellion, and you led Jerusalem into sin. Send farewell gifts to Moresheth-Gath. There is no hope of saving it. The town of Achzib has deceived the kings of Israel. O people of Marashah, I will bring a conqueror to capture your town, and the leaders of Israel will go to Adullam. O people of Judah, shave your heads in sorrow, for the children you love will be snatched away. Make yourselves as bald as a vulture, for your little ones will be exiled to distant lands. What sorrow awaits you who lie awake at night, thinking up evil plans? You rise at dawn and hurry to carry them out, simply because you have the power to do so. When you want a piece of land, you find a way to seize it. When you want someone's house, you take it by fraud and violence. You cheat a man of his prosperity, stealing his family's inheritance. But this is what the Lord says: I will reward your evil with evil. You won't be able to pull your neck out of the noose. You will no longer walk around proudly, for it will be a terrible time. In that day, your enemies will make fun of you by singing this song of despair about you. We are finished, completely ruined. God has confiscated our land, taking it from us. He has given our fields to those who betrayed us. Others will set your boundaries then, and the Lord's people will have no say in how the land is divided. Don't say such things, the people respond. Don't prophesy like that. Such disasters will never come our way. Should you talk that way, O family of Israel? Will the Lord's Spirit have patience with such behavior? If you would do what is right, you would find my words comforting. Yet to this very hour, my people rise against me like an enemy. You steal the shirts right off the backs of those who trusted you, making them as ragged as men returning from battle. You have evicted women from their pleasant homes and forever stripped their children of all that God would give them. Up, be gone. This is no longer your land and home, for you have filled it with sin and ruined it completely. Suppose a prophet full of lies would say to you, I'll preach to you the joys of wine and alcohol. That's just the kind of prophet you would like. Someday, O Israel, I will gather you. I will gather the remnant who are left. I will bring you together again like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. Yes, your land will again be filled with noisy crowds. Your leader will break out and lead you out of exile, out through the gates of the enemy cities, back to your own land. Your king will lead you. The Lord himself will guide you. I said, listen, you leaders of Israel. You are supposed to know right from wrong, but you are the very ones who hate good and love evil. You skin my people alive and tear the flesh from their bones. Yes, you eat my people's flesh. Strip off their skin and break their bones. You chop them up like meat for the cooking pot. Then you beg the Lord for help in times of trouble. Do you really expect him to answer? After all the evil you have done, he won't even look at you. This is what the Lord says. You false prophets are leading my people astray. You promise peace for those who give you food, but you declare war on those who refuse to feed you. Now the night will close around you, cutting off all your visions. Darkness will cover you, putting an end to your predictions. The sun will set for you, prophets, and your day will come to an end. Then you seers will be put to shame, and you fortune tellers will be disgraced, and you will cover your faces because there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord. I am filled with justice and strength to boldly declare Israel's sin and rebellion. Listen to me, you leaders of Israel. You hate justice and twist all that is right. You are building Jerusalem on a foundation of murder and corruption. You rulers make decisions based on bribes. You priests teach God's law only for a price. You prophets won't prophesy unless you are paid. Yet all of you claim to depend on the Lord. No harm can come to us, you say, for the Lord is here among us. Because of you, Mount Zion will be plowed like an open field. Jerusalem will be reduced to ruins. A thicket will grow on the heights where the temple now stands. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above the other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths." For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion. His word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will meditate between peoples and will settle disputes between strong nations far away. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore. Everyone will live in peace and prosperity, enjoying their own grapevines and fig trees, and there will be nothing to fear. The Lord of Heaven's armies has made this promise. Though the nations around us follow their idols, we will follow the Lord our God forever and ever. In that coming day, says the Lord, I will gather together those who are lame, those who have been exiles, and those whom I have filled with grief. Those who are weak will survive as a remnant. Those who were exiles will become a strong nation. Then I, the Lord, will rule from Jerusalem as their king forever. As for you, Jerusalem, the citadel of God's people, your royal might and power will come back to you again. The kingship will be restored to my precious Jerusalem. But why are you now screaming in terror? Have you no king to lead you? Have your wise people all died? Pain has gripped you like a woman in childbirth. Writhe and groan like a woman in labor, you people of Jerusalem. For now you must leave this city to live in the open country. You will soon be sent in exile to distant Babylon. But the Lord will rescue you there. He will redeem you from the grip of your enemies. Now, many nations have gathered against you. Let her be desecrated, they say. Let us see the destruction of Jerusalem. But they do not know the Lord's thoughts or understand his plan. These nations don't know that he is gathering them together to be beaten and trampled like sheaves of grain on a threshing floor. Rise up and crush the nations, O Jerusalem, says the Lord, for I will give you iron horns and bronze hooves, so you can trample many nations to pieces. You will present their stolen riches to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Revelation 6. As I watched, the Lamb broke the first of the seven seals on the scroll. Then I heard one of the four living beings say with a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked up and saw a white horse standing there. Its rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. When the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard the second living being say, "Come." Then another horse appeared, a red one. Its rider was given a mighty sword and the authority to take peace from the earth. And there was war and slaughter everywhere. When the Lamb broke the third seal, I heard the third living being say, "Come." I looked up and saw a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice from among the four living beings say, "A loaf of wheat bread or three loaves of barley will cost a day's pay. And don't waste the olive oil and wine." When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, "Come." I looked up and saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider was named Death, and his companion was the Grave. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. When the Lord broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their testimony. They shouted to the Lord and said, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told to rest a little longer until the full number of their brothers and sisters, their fellow servants of Jesus, who were to be martyred, had joined them. I watched as the Lamb broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became as dark as black cloth, and the moon became as red as blood. And the stars of the sky fell to the earth like green figs falling from a tree shaken by a strong wind. The sky was rolled up like a scroll, and all of the mountains and islands were moved from their places. Then everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person, all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they cried to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive? Psalm 134, a song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you who serve at night in the house of the Lord. Lift up holy hands and prayer and praise the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Jerusalem. Proverbs 30:1-4. The sayings of Agur, son of Jakeh, contain this message. I am weary, O God. I am weary and worn out, O God. I am too stupid to be human, and I lack common sense. I have not mastered human wisdom, nor do I know the Holy One. Who but God goes up to heaven and comes back down? Who holds the wind in his fists? Who wraps up the oceans in his cloak? Who has created the whole wide world? What is his name and his son's name? Tell me if you know. Father, as we bring one more week to close, as we reach the center of the final month together, we come into your presence with awe and wonder, considering what you've done for us. We praise along with those in heaven, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We look at you as the sovereign God of all things and wonder and revel and fall before you in our hearts. And yet we also contemplate the coming of the baby, that you would come and condescend yourself to us, that you would come as an innocent, helpless child to be born in flesh and to grow and experience humanity as we do, and to model for us what life, even life in a world that has fallen, can and should look like. We contemplate these things. And yes, we thank you deeply. We deeply appreciate. And all of the words that I could use while leading this prayer fail. They cannot adequately communicate our wonder and awe of you. and our thankfulness and gratefulness for your arrival. We thank you. We thank you even deeply and deeper for the intimacy that you've given us with you, that you have restored us into right relationship before you, that you have cleansed us of our sins and made us righteous. May we live this, because the truth is, we haven't even scratched the surface of the gifts that you have given us, of the wonder of restoration before God, of the beauty of being a child of the King and a joint heir with Jesus to the kingdom of heaven. We haven't scratched the surface, but we want to. So come, Lord Jesus, we pray, even now, even as we contemplate, even in this season of Advent where we consider deeply your coming. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us into all truth. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And of course, you are welcome to come and jump in as much as you want or as much as you will. We've made some significant upgrades and changes to how we do the web. So come and check that out, even though it's a continuing work in progress that will continue through the rest of the year. So the next couple of weeks. If you're a lady, now is the time to register for the Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat coming up this April. It's April 4th through 7th, and it will take place in the mountains of North Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, about an hour. So Atlanta is going to be the place to fly into. You can check this all out at our webpage. Go to dailyaudiobible.com, and there's a banner. It's kind of on the right-hand side. It's not the very top banner. It's on the right-hand side. You'll see it if you go to the homepage. Click it, and you can read all about this upcoming event and make your plans. If you're a husband, this is a great gift idea. I'm not kidding. I mean, this isn't something that we do to raise resources for the Daily Audio Bible. So this isn't like an underhanded appeal. We give all of this. We keep the prices at the price that it's ultimately going to cost to put it on. So we invite you to come, and yes, it is a great gift idea, because it is giving your wife a weekend with God, a weekend to kind of get away from the routine, maybe get away from the kids, get away from the job, get away from all of the things that can be so distracting, but are necessary. But it's so easy for us to lose our orientation. So easy for us to just kind of get into the rut. This is an invitation for her to go be with God in some profound ways and allow Jesus to minister in ways that she just hasn't had time for. Give this to her, and you will give your wife and family and marriage a gift that lasts eternally. So you can see all that at dailyaudiobible.com. Looking forward to it this April. We've been talking about the passages, study guides, and passages bulk. I won't go into all of the details again, but those are available at the Daily Audio Bible store. Mike's book, An Ancient Future Prayer, which is also a great gift idea, is available at the store. As well as a bunch of other Daily Audio Bible stuff. Come and check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, I thank you deeply. Thank you for considering us as you consider your charitable giving at the end of the year. We certainly appreciate. Well, it's more than appreciate. We can't do this without us doing it together. So thank you for your partnership. There's a link on the homepage. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. The next coming family gathering is the 29th of this month Although I will be speaking tomorrow in Chattanooga, tomorrow evening at Mission Chattanooga at an ordination service for a friend. If you're in the Chattanooga area, you're certainly welcome to come. Just maybe Google. Well, I think the information's on dailyaudiobible.com in the calendar. But yeah, a friend, one of my best friends, is the pastor of this church, and a friend is being ordained, and I've been invited, and it's just an honor for me. So it'll be a little bit different than maybe a normal family gathering or something like that. But if you're in the area, I'd love to say hi. But the next Daily Audio Bible family gathering proper is coming up in the Phoenix area, December 29th. And we'll have a family gathering. I'll also be speaking at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship on the 29th and 30th. If you want further details, if you want the specifics, the particulars, email dabteam@dailyaudiobible.com and we'll get them to you right away. I'm really looking forward to this. It's the last family gathering that we'll be broadcasting live this year, but we've never been to the Phoenix area, and I'm really looking forward to visiting with the Daily Audio Bible family in this region. And we'll have the whole gang, so I'm looking forward to being out there with the family and doing what we do. Can't wait to do it with you, enjoying an evening of family gathering and speaking and just hearing your stories and sharing time together. dabteam@dailyaudiobible.com is the email address, and we'll turn around information right away. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Susan calling from Houston. I've called in several times before. I do have a couple of prayer requests. I would like for you to pray for my friend and sister in Christ, Marie. She is battling cancer, and it's just... she's had a lot of pain, and she's been having a lot of setbacks, and she has a really strong will to live. And I just want to ask for prayer for her healing and for her not to have pain. Also have a prayer request for my sister, my younger sister, Spring. Some health issues are going on with her, and we're really not sure what, but it's kind of affecting her. In a lot of different ways, and we're just concerned because we don't have a good diagnosis on what's going on with her. But it has to do with low iron levels, and also would like to ask you to pray for me. December 7th is the anniversary of my son's death, and it's just a hard time. And just wish you would pray for me through that grieving process that I still live through. And I pray for all of you. And I thank you for being there. I love this community and everything, all the people, and all the good we have been has done. So thank you, Daily Audio Bible.
Hey, DAB family, this is Sam from Vancouver, Washington, giving you all a holler. God bless you. Hope your day is going good. Just wanted to call and give a quick prayer request. My sister, Keisha, who is a nurse, loves Jesus, awesome sister. She apparently may have just had a heart attack, essentially. She's a nurse, so she's pretty self-aware, but nevertheless, it's really because I love her a lot, obviously. So, anyway, be praying for her if you have a moment. I'd appreciate that for health and recovery of whatever it is. I'm not quite sure. So, anyway, thank you guys again. Love you all. And look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, DAB family. My name is Christy. I'm calling from Tennessee. I've been listening since January. This is my first time to call for prayer. I've been feeling like I need to call for a while. First of all, I want everybody to know I pray for all of you every day, and every one of you are such a blessing in my life, and I love to hear all of you call in. I do have a prayer request today for my father and my mom. My dad's name is Mark. My mom's name is Dale. He is just in a really bad place right now. He has become attracted to one of his coworkers. He says they are friends, but my mom has overheard him on the phone with her saying that he loved her. And, you know, when she confronted him about it, he said that they're just friends. He keeps his phone locked from her. And, you know, when she asked him about that, he says he's an adult and he's not going to be monitored. He's just completely changed from the person I knew him to be. I'm just asking for all of you to pray for his eyes to be opened and his heart to be turned back to God. Also, maybe that this girl will get transferred to a different office. She was transferred to where he works, to the office he works, about 6 months ago. And I've been praying for this for a while. And after hearing so many people call in the past couple weeks with these really powerful praise reports, I really just felt led to call and get some more prayer warriors to pray for him as well. I thank all of you guys for doing this. I thank you for your prayers. Again, I pray for all of you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, my name is Daryl, and I'm from Winnipeg, Canada, and I've been listening for about 2.5 years now, and this is my second time calling, and I'd like to speak to everyone out there that needs healing, like such as Roger and so on. You know what? Call me crazy, but I actually believe it is God's will to heal us of our sickness, and there's plenty of scripture to back that up. Jesus prayed, "Your will be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven," and we all know there is no sickness in heaven. We need to remember that our healing was purchased by Jesus at the cross of Calvary, once and for all. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is in our hearts, which means the devil and sickness must go. We shouldn't be begging God to heal us. You know why? Because he already has, at the cross. We need to claim healing as our birthright in Christ and just trust him. This is spiritual warfare, and the Bible says he has given us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Please stand in agreement as I claim healing for myself for a yet undiagnosed condition. I'll be having an MRI on my brain on December 13th, and I'm believing the results will come back favorable, and I will be back to normal soon, in Jesus' name. This may not air before the 13th, but we all know that that doesn't matter. I'm already doing better since I began claiming the promises of his word over a month ago. Praise God. Thank you all. Thank you, Brian. This ministry is a great blessing to me and my family, so I'm praying for you all. God bless. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
My name is Wayne Tilton.
My name is Evelyn Atta. We live in Yan Ron Ahafo,
which is in Ghana, West Africa. We have been blessed listening to the Daily Audio Bible this last year, and may God bless you all this coming year.
Daily Audio Bible.
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm calling from Alberta, Canada. I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for a little over 3 years, and I'm calling today to ask for prayer for my wife. She's going through a difficult time. Her father passed away recently and has been having some health struggles lately. And it's not sure yet how serious it is, but potentially very concerning. And we'd just really appreciate knowing that the family of the Daily Audio Bible is rallying around our family, and particularly my wife, at this time. Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it.